The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Alan Ellis here, and guess what? Live and in person. Can you believe it? Yes, indeed. He's here. He's awake. He's up. He's going. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And we do have your welcome relief away from all that 24/7 news coming at you from all over the world, all over the globe, and whatever's going on elsewhere is not going on here today. What's going on here today is we're going to talk about good stuff. We're going to share memories. We're going to talk about things that are coming up in regulation. We're going to mention the General Assembly in passing. We've got a guest coming up second hour who's I hope you'll find interesting. And we're just rocking and rolling here today. Hopefully it'll be a nice, relaxed show with lots of callers. Deer season's pretty much over. We still got some waterfowl stuff. We got the 3-day of the primitive season coming up, which is recurve bows, longbows, and primitive muzzleloaders, whether that's a percussion or a flintlock. Not the inline stuff, no scopes, just the old muzzleloaders that we started having muzzleloader season with back in the, I guess, 70s when we started having those seasons. So that's when I started hunting with them. And, Pennsylvania, we were restricted to flintlock. You know, I didn't care for them much. Maryland was a little more progressive. We were able to start out the box with a percussion cap. Quite a bit of difference between the two. I have a couple of both, and it's kind of a thing I've been, you know, collecting over the years, and some of the little better ones. So I have a custom 50 caliber percussion cap made by a company called Getz Barrel Company out of Beavertown, Pennsylvania, out of business, but they were thriving when I was there. And of course that resurgence of interest in muzzleloader hunting came about, you know, when they started these primitive seasons back, like I said, I believe in the 70s is when they started. So I had this gun built for me. It says Getz Barrel Company number 26 on there, and they weren't really gun builders, they were barrel makers. So famous for their barrels, for their supplying barrels to people who like to make their own muzzleloaders. At the time, a lot of people did. I mean, CVA had kits and others had kits that you could make, and sometimes they would swap out their Getz barrel for the factory barrel. And so that's my story. I'm sticking to it. We have a new sponsor today, A&M Auctions. Now, we've had A&M Auctions here in the past. These are the folks that put on the firearm and men's night auction, and it's 2 days this year as it was last year. So we'll start talking about that here in a few minutes. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, thank you, John B. I appreciate that. No, we didn't get much sleep last night for some reason, but I'm here. I'm semi-wide awake and ready to go. Last day of the deer firearm season was uneventful, kind of. I mean, Chris and I went up to Cecil County and did get to watch a fox pair run around, try and mate with each other. The female came out first, and she was barking across the field. Excuse me, didn't lose me, I was yawning. And then the male came out. He had a little mange on him. He wasn't real handsome looking, but they ran back and forth across the field. That was entertaining for a while. Got to see one nice deer, about 80 yards, a single year-and-a-half-old doe. She got a pass. Three of them came out at 260 yards, and they played around. And, you know, I didn't feel like taking that long shot, not knowing how big the deer were, that, you know, they were all antlerless. End of the day, ended with three deer coming in pretty close. Looked like a doe and two fawns. It was late. And hard to see in binoculars, but the biggest one, I guess the big doe, walked up along the edge of the woods towards me and then just stopped and stared into the woods. And I thought, okay, if he's coming out, here he comes. And I could see him moving around back in there, but he never did come back out. Never did come out. So the day ended in darkness, and unloaded the gun and went home. So, you know, it was no shots at the end of the season. So I thought maybe I'd get a chance to redeem myself on that farm where I missed a doe. Did find out why I missed a doe. My 270 that I bought when I was 28 years old, it was 40-some years ago, has always been dead nuts on, and I have no idea why it wasn't this year. Didn't shoot it in, which I should have done, because, you know, it's just never had an issue. And I shot it the other day at 40 yards, and it was about 2.5 inches low and an inch to the right, and that's at 40 yards. So I had to adjust it to get it back into where it's supposed to be, and it's shooting just fine right now. So that one's on me. This men's night out is coming up February 3rd and 4th. Online sales only. I'm going to tell you about it. The 21st Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th, 2026. The items are located at A&M Auctions, and that's 8000 Esham Road in Parsonburg, Maryland. And see amauctions.com for the listing. The first day is Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 at 5:03 p.m. and is online only. The online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxybid.com, and on the auction block are estate collections and consignments, 150-plus lots of ammo, knives, swords, bayonets, hunting, shooting, reloading, accessories, scopes, bows, and much more. That previews Monday, February 2nd, 2026 from 4 to 7, and you can check out amauctions.com for more information. So there's the basic. There's the basic stuff. Yeah. Another thing coming up is I'm working with Larry Albright here in town for an event, also an event in February. And that goes like this. Well, it'll be February 28th. No, February 21st, which is the weekend after. I'm sorry, February 28th. Yes, February 28th. But anyway, right now, Albright's Gun Shop is having a gun sale, and now is the best time to own a Benelli, a Franchi, or a Stoeger firearm. You can purchase a Benelli and receive a free backpack and a gun case. And here's something else. Albright's Gun Shop just received a large collection of Remington firearms, including 20-gauge 1187s, hard-to-find left-hand 1100s, and more classic Remingtons, many in the box. Also, when you purchase a rifle and scope combination at Albright's, they'll mount and bore sight the scope for free. Now, stop by and see the selection of top straight wall cartridge rifles, muzzle loaders, too. And for those of you looking for that special firearm, Albright's Gun Shop is the only Cesar Guarini elite dealer in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. That includes Fab Arms and Siren shotguns, too. With one of the largest collections of used guns in the Mid-Atlantic region, it is worth your while to visit Albright's Gun Shop. Stop by 36 East Dover Street, that's in Easton, across from Tidewater Inn, kind of catty-cornered, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's AllBrightsGunShop.com, or call 410-820-8811 for Albright's Gun Shop. That's 820-8811. Celebrating 43 years. Now we can start the show with those couple announcements out of the way. Right, Aaron, how are you doing this morning, Aaron?
I'm doing very good. I can't complain. How about yourself?
I'm good. Did you have a good week?
I had a very good week, very productive week. Got some furniture moved around at the place, and happy to be here.
Good. Congratulations. That's great. So on what day was it? I don't know. Wednesday, I think. Tuesday actually got some news that my printer for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly and Maryland Loves Crabs is closing its doors. Just done. Gave everybody 30 days notice. All their customers, all their employees, and that type of thing. Sorry, we're closing shop. If you want to get any printing done, here's one recommendation we have for you. And if not, you can send it to Arizona, and we'll figure out how to ship it back to you there in Maryland by UPS. I can't imagine the shipping on three pallets of heavy magazines, what that would cost from Arizona. So we took the option of trying to find a new printer. So we're talking now to a new printer here locally. So that's a little cherry juice I've been working on. Let's see. Wednesday was a meeting at Gwynbrook Wildlife Management area on the concepts for upcoming regulations. They get together the stakeholders, people who are involved in getting the message to their organizations and constituents and so forth. So I'm involved because I have quarterly BF the radio show, and I can tell you folks about some of the things that we talked about. And the other folks are presidents of different sportsmen's clubs. There's Carroll County there. There's Frederick County there. There's Washington County there. There's Garrett Allegheny representation. There's people from all the various organizations, including the Maryland Horse Council. It was interesting, Maryland Bowhunter Society. Of course, there was people that were on the phone on a Zoom call that you could hear them. They could hear the meeting. And then there were people in the room, along with the various heads of the various departments in Department of Natural Resources. The turkey guy was there, Bob Long. Waterfowl guy was there, Josh Homiak. The deer and bear guys that have been on the air here. John Trudeau, Brian Eiler. The wildlife director, Karina, was there. And so it was very interesting, and each one had a different presentation. So the first two presentations were on river otters and then fisher and long-tailed weasels. Now, river otters, you know that trappers may take in the coastal zone, which is the coastal zone is the counties that surround the Chesapeake Bay, 10 river otters per season. In Allegheny and Garrett County, the Piedmont region, or whatever you want to call it, Allegheny and Garrett County are only allowed to have one per day. Everybody else is, or per season and per day. One is allowed, I'm sorry, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, Montgomery, and Washington counties are allowed to have two otters per day for a total of two per season, with the exception of Allegheny and Garrett County. Now they are saying you may also have two per season rather than one. So somebody brought up the watermen are sustaining so much damage to their pound nets and so forth, and the fish are being robbed by these abundant river otters now, so something needs to be done. So the rationale of that is aligning the bag limits in the non-coastal zone simplifies the bag limit restrictions for trappers and only increases the daily and season bag limit in Allegheny and Garrett counties by one. Current trapping participation levels make population harm a non-concern. Robust population is enough to support the additional harvest. Management concept two. Align the fisher and long-tailed weasel bag limits and season dates. The bag limit will increase from two fishers to four fishers per season, and the season will run from November 1st to February 1st. The long-tailed weasel season and bag limits will mirror the fisher of two and four. long-tailed weasel trapping season currently mirrors that of coyote, a species they share little in common with. Long-tailed weasels are more similar to fisher trapping, and trapping for the two species are more similar. Additionally, there's currently no bag limit on long-tailed weasel, despite regional concern for the species. Establishing a bag limit ensures the protection of the species, and we also can call those, in the wintertime, they call them ermine. Maybe you've seen them, maybe you haven't. They're fascinating to see in the wintertime because their coat turns from a brown to a white with a black tip on the tail. And I've only ever seen one in the wintertime in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, but they're a very, very cool-looking animal. So the fisher population in western Maryland is robust enough to sustain additional harvest, and the current fisher trapping participation is relatively low. The increased bag limits may increase the participation. The biologists are somewhat concerned about possible declines in the long-tailed weasel population. This would be the first step towards better understanding of how the species is faring in Maryland, and on that goes. Of course, that's of little concern to very few people in our audience. One of the things that did come up, it got a lot of discussion, was the management concept for gray fox. There is a management concept to create an electronic check-in process for gray fox and implement a jaw submission requirement. All trappers and hunters who harvest gray fox between November 1st and February 28th must check in their harvest and submit a lower jaw to Wildlife and Heritage Service. That got a lot of pushback from the fur trappers. We're just not going to do it. We're not going to go to that trouble. We can take a picture, you know. We skin the animal. We'll take a picture of the jawbone and send it to you. You can figure out how old it is. We'll tell you what sex it is and when we killed it and where. So, very interesting, very interesting. And fur trappers were very, very vocal about this, and understandably so. That, you know, right now the red fox, their fur prices are down, and they trap totally different for gray foxes and red foxes than they do. The difference between a red fox is where they trap the field edges, and a gray fox is where they go in the woods. And then I've talked to some predator hunters, too, who said, you know, we get gray foxes, not that many, but, we call for red fox. We call for coyotes and so forth. So, anyway, they're figuring that out, and we'll get into the deer and bear management, and then the biggest topic of the day was drones, regulating drones. So, let's see. Why don't we talk about our friends? Boy, it was nice in the room here this morning when I hooked the machine up. The dogs had been out. The door was open for a little bit, and the room cooled off a degree or two. But you know what? My gas fireplace insert has the temperature already set, and it came on, and the room warmed up, and then it went off just like that. Enviro EX35 from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yep, it filled that hole over here in the room that was once a fireplace that I had no interest in cutting wood and hauling wood and, you know, open and closing the damper and, you know, making sure the ashes got scooped out and all that stuff. Yep, so we put this gas fireplace insert in, and we shopped, too. We looked a long time. Finally, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's had what we needed, and worked out well. They did the installation, and the convenience of the remote control is just incredible. Like I told you, set it and forget it, kind of like that easy whatever oven. And then, you know, it's pretty to look at, too. You know, it's got the artificial logs in there, but it looks just like a real fireplace. It's got glowing embers and flame flickers up and down. It's really nice. So you would like that, too. Hearth America carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands, and they also carry freestanding wood and pellet stoves. Now, look, it's been cold. You might want to consider a wood or pellet stove, you know, for your backup, your primary heat, or your alternative heat source, too, just in case, you know, the power fails. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Why not stop by the showroom? The staff is friendly. They have great product knowledge. The prices are good. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. That's Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Of course, Hearth America is located on Drummer Drive, so you get off the exit to the right and just make the first right. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Calling all outdoor lovers, don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook, or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is DSCFFF.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make them run, cause we're the more boys raised on shotgun. We say grace and we say man, if you ain't into that, don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Right. We did get an email from John Jocelyn. You know, the General Assembly came into being this week. And John always has the legislative report for Maryland firearms laws. And if anybody would like to have me forward that to him, I will be more than glad to do that. To them, I would be more than glad to do that. Just drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. That way I can get your email address and I'll send this. I'll forward this over to you. It's got the synopsis of every gun law that's been submitted so far. It's got the 2025 Maryland gun laws update. It's got a link to find your delegates, your senators, and so forth. And you can join their email list to a Maryland email list, and you know have this thing emailed directly to you. So. I'm more than glad to forward that to you and then get you to sign up for it. So, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. So, we were talking about wildlife concepts, and it's nice to see a lot of those folks. I hadn't seen them for a couple of years, some of them. And where were my notes? I had my notes here somewhere. Paperwork gets shuffled around here. Ah, oh, there they are. I was taking notes on all this stuff. So, sick of deer and white-tailed deer. The management concept is sick of deer right now. Instituted an antler point restriction for sick of deer. Hunters may harvest one antlered sick of deer within a yearly bag limit. Does not meet the requirement of having at least 2 points on one antler. We call that a branched antler. Okay, 2 points on one antler. And any additional sick of deer taken within the yearly bag limit must meet the minimum point restriction. So that means you can take one spike, but the rest of the deer, if you take, you know, your two or your three a year with a bow, you know, one with a bow, one with a muzzleloader, one with a shotgun, must have the 2 points per one antler. A lot of 4 points get taken. 60% of the sick deer taken are 4 point plus. 28% is the big number of spikes that are taken. And the rationale is to further align the sick deer management with the same quality deer management principles used to manage white-tailed deer. The antler point restriction would promote the harvest of mature sick deer, improving the age structure of the population. Additionally, an APR, point restriction would promote an increased antlerless harvest, improving the overall herd management by stabilizing the sex ratio. Well, I can account for that. Last several times I was sick of deer hunting this year. I've been three times. Overwhelmingly saw hinds. The last time I was in the stand, I saw a dozen hinds and one stag. The best night I had, best evening I had, was the evening I harvested a hind. Hind is a female. Stag is a male. You know, relative to does and bucks in whitetails. So the, let's see, three stags. One was a 5-point. One was a 4-point. And then one was a spike. I didn't, you know, I didn't even attempt to harvest any of those because the landowner has instituted his own antler point restriction. So over the past several years, the stag harvest on the property has been anywhere between 15 and 18 stags, with the majority of them being 6 points or better. So now what has happened is the people that are, you know, regularly hunt that property are restricted to shooting mature quality 6 points. And, you know, or make, if you know that the deer is mature, if you know that the deer is well-aged, you know, maybe 10 years old or something like that and has a, maybe you'll never grow anything more than a big 4-point rack or big 5-point rack. You are permitted to harvest that. But you have got to make the judgment. And, you know, a lesser 6-point is not gonna cut it. So there are plenty of good deer in the farm, plenty of good stags, and the landowner just wants his quality and maturity of his deer to improve, and I understand that. And they're limited, very limited on taking the hinds with the mindset that the more hinds are there, the more stags you will attract. And so far, the last 10 years or so, it's been working. I've already harvested 4 stags there, so I voluntarily said last year, look, I'm not going to shoot anything less than a 6-point. And I've killed a 6-point. The only 6-point I ever killed was 1987. And there are guys that have 10, 12, 20 of those 6-points on the wall who are regular sick of deer hunters. I'm not. I'm limited in my access. I'm limited in the times of year I can hunt. So I stepped up on that one on my own. So 24% of the antlered harvest is spikes. That's yearlings. With almost a quarter of the overall antlered harvest being yearlings, and limiting the number of stags that make it to maturity is the comments on this concept. Also, on sick of deer and whitetail, allow the use of straight wall cartridge rifles during the muzzleloader season for those hunters who have a universal disability pass and that are hunting from a vehicle. There's no opposition by anybody in the group on that. Now, let's see. Deer and black bear, management concept. Modify the requirement for rifles used to harvest deer and black bear to have either a minimum muzzle energy of 1,200 foot-pounds or to be a minimum of .30 caliber. So with the popularity of the straight walls, of course, some of those cartridges were 30 caliber and bigger, but did not have a muzzle energy of 1,200 foot-pounds. So they, in essence, you weren't allowed to use them, even though people were, weren't paying much attention to that 1,200 foot-pounds restriction. So the rationale of this was to simplify the energy requirements. The current regulation excludes many popular pistol rounds used in rifles. This change would legalize and expand the use of popular modern hunting rifles that are commonly used in other states that do not currently meet the energy requirement. Additionally, this change increases the rifle options for youth, senior, and disabled hunters who may be restricted due to recoil. Here are the comments. Adding 30 caliber, .30 caliber, as a minimum caliber as an alternative to 1,200 foot-pounds of energy enables the use of popular and effective firearms that otherwise cannot meet the muzzle energy requirements. One example is the 300 Blackout, very popular in the modern sporting rifle platform, using subsonic loads. Doesn't meet the muzzle energy requirements, and yet it's .30 caliber. And it's a very popular hunting rifle, even though it did not qualify. So now it does. If you have a 30 caliber rifle and you were unsure of the foot-pounds, well, as long as you have a 30 caliber, you can use it for deer hunting now. So that's a little bit tricky. You got to know your muzzle energy on your firearm. So it came up like, oh, well, I've got a 243. That's not a 30 caliber. No, it's not a 30 caliber, but it starts right out of the gun with 1,800 foot-pounds at the muzzle. You know, 270 to 2,100. So there's all kinds of ways. You just got to be familiar with your firearm, be a little bit familiar with the ballistics. On Black Bear, management concept is to adopt a infinite grace period for Black Bear lottery preference points. In other words, if you've accumulated points and you forget to enter the lottery or something happens and you don't make it, you lose your preference points at this juncture. The concept is to allow you to keep any points that you've accumulated from any years that you've drawn, so or that you've participated in the lottery. So there we go. And then that led to a lot of concept or conversation about the bear study that's going on right now. It's a 4-year study, be concluded in 2028. And how does that work and that type of thing? It was pretty interesting. We've had those conversations here on the air. So, and the biggest one in the meeting was drones. The management concept is to establish regulations for approved use of small unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or drones, while hunting. A lot of discussion. You may not use a drone to locate, drive, or herd wildlife for the purpose of hunting, trapping, or killing, except in the aid and recovery of a wounded or expired animal. Currently, there are no restrictions of using a drone while hunting. Regulations would promote fair chase hunting. Think about this. You're a turkey hunter. You've got a drone. Okay? Evening before your turkey hunt, you fly over a property, you locate the roost, and go, oh, okay, now I know where I'm going to set up in the morning. Rather than actually do any work to go out and locate the roost and find where the birds are, you just get out of your truck, take your drone, put it up, fly over, oh, there they are, that type of thing. Same way with waterfowl. So there was a lot of discussion back and forth about the drone, and, you know, are guys carrying drones in their cars, you know, they're not really recovering deer with them. They're locating animals or doing something untoward. A member of the blood tracking dogs group was there, and he said, you know, there's no really regulations for dogs. And the competency of dogs and handlers, there are, you know, equals that of drone operators, or, you know, is kind of overlaps that. So there are only two organizations that have training and certification for blood tracking dogs. The FAA certifies the drone operators, Federal Aviation Administration, okay, but not necessarily while hunting. There was a lot of discussion back and forth on drones, so there we go. Let's see who we got here. Aaron, maybe. Yeah, okay, we'll do that, Aaron. So we're talking a lot about upcoming regulations. We didn't even get into the gun laws or the general asylum, but they are coming back. They're coming back to try and ban lead for hunting again this year. Some very egregious gun laws, as usual. But right now, I'm going to talk about guns. I'm going to talk about Clyde Sports Shop. And I'm going to talk about the A5 Hunter. For you waterfowl hunters, the A5, the famous autoloader shotgun with kinematic drive system, is now available in the new 20-gauge model. Indeed, it's got a gloss black anodized receiver finish and a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip. 18 lines per inch checkering, 3 choke tubes, a fiber optic front sight, and an ivory mid-bead, ideal for hunting and sporting clays. Make a great rabbit gun, wouldn't it? That would make a great rabbit gun, that's for sure. Or upland birds. I mean, you know, if you're a if you're a pheasant shooter or quail guy, this 20 gauge would make a beautiful upland bird gun. Now, for waterfowl, there's the A5 Wicked Wing Vintage Camo. This comes in the old vintage duck camo. It's a super reliable auto-loader waterfowl hunting shotgun featuring kinematic drive recoil operation, a composite stock, and comes with a Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and the barrel. An oversized bolt release. Why? Because you're wearing gloves. And the extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, a corrosion-resistant chrome bore inside. The ABS is included with the A5 Wicked Wing Vintage Camo Shotgun. You will like the shotgun, that's for sure. Let's talk about the Maxis 2 in Auric Camo, one of the finest mounting waterfowl shotguns I've ever lifted, a reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. Composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. That's the Maxis. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. These are all Browning firearms that I mentioned. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, Maryland, 21227. That's Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Clyde's been around since 1957 and opens 7 days a week. The phone number there is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. Stop there. You'll be glad that you did. Now, A&M Auctions. The 21st Annual Firearms and Men's Night Auction is 2 days this year, Tuesday and Wednesday, February 3rd and 4th. The items are located at A&M Auctions, 8000 Esham Road in Parsonburg. www.amauctions.com. The second day is Wednesday, February 4th at 5.03 p.m. and is online only, an online firearm auction. Online bidding will be available at www.amauctions.com via proxy bid. And on the auction block are estate collections and consignments, a selection of over 200 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more. That preview is at the auction house on Monday, February 2nd, 2026, from 4 to 7 p.m. See www.amauctions.com, and that's for more information, amauctions.com. There we go. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
How about that? Looking at the trail camera pictures from last night there during the break, and bucks are still carrying their antlers for the most part. We have one buck that lost one side, and that's it so far. And that deer was doomed from the beginning, so anyway, that's how that goes. So what was I talking about? Anything exciting? Probably not. Anyway, our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I don't know how many of you have heard that Ed Hale is running for governor. Ed Hale of First Mariner Bank and Hale Trailers and some other things that he's involved in. And running for governor, he came out with a, what do we call it, an outdoorsman bill of rights, something like that, that he wants to institute. So we're going to hear about how he's going to be pro-hunting and pro-fishing here in his run up to governor. He'll be on the air to present his outdoor bill of rights. We do have in Maryland, as you know, passed several years ago, the right to fish and hunt in Maryland for the purpose of stating certain findings of the General Assembly related to fishing and hunting, established that it is the intent of the General Assembly that residents of the state have a right to fish and hunt subject to certain regulations and restrictions and generally related to the right to fish and hunt. Pretty simple. And I have the bill right here in my hand. The fiscal note is not much, but I have everything right here. It says fishing is a valued part of the state's cultural and social heritage. It provides unique recreational benefits to residents of the state. Fishing plays an important part in the state's economy by contributing to tax revenues and employment and supports the conservation, preservation, and management of the state's fisheries, natural areas, and water resources. It is the intent of the General Assembly that residents of the state have a right to fish subject to regulations and restrictions under laws that the General Assembly enacts. And then hunting, same way. And we'll talk to Mr. Hale and see what he has to say about all this. So let's see. I just got a message here. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. We're running out of time. So while we're doing that, we got to talk to you about one more time about our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, the question has always been, do you have that beautiful fireplace in your home that you don't use anymore? You never use it. No logs, not hauling any logs, not worrying about smoking up the house by having the damper closed, no fire starters, no wood in the house, no chopping, no cutting, no splitting, because you have gone to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and selected a new fireplace insert, be it gas, electric, wood, or pellet. So what I have here is an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert installed by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And it has provided and continues to provide the outstanding heat. And very convenient with the remote control, set the heat, forget it, whatever temperature I want this room to be. That's how I set the heat. If I want it to be 73, I set it at 73. Warms up to 73. It goes off. Goes down to 72, 71. It pops back on, warms the room back up. Very simple. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and has since serviced us and given us great follow-up and professional, knowledgeable, you know, all that good stuff. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. You can check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. Pellet, gas, electric, or wood, Hearth America Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. It's cold. That's all I got to tell you. Back, but you knew that. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. Talked to a guy yesterday I've known for 25 years, and he said, or yesterday or day before, he's going to Backyard Billy's and take a look at the inserts. I was glad to hear it. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's a fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Calling all outdoor lovers, don't miss the Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st from 10 to 4 at the Packing House in Cambridge. Discover amazing local businesses for hunting, fishing, boating, biking, conservation, and more. Enjoy food, prizes, demonstrations, fun for the whole family. Celebrate the outdoors right here on the shore. For all the details, visit Explore the Shore Outdoor Expo, Saturday, February 21st on Facebook. Or visit the event page at thepackinghousecambridge.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m.,
and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, how about that? There's the music. Boy, that first hour went fast. Hope it didn't bore you too much. We got a lot going on here, and it all took place this week. So you'll be these concepts will be refined, and then they'll be out there for public comment. I'll let you know when that all takes place. So anyway, start another year. Starts all over again, General Assembly and everything else. So, all right, folks, listen, get out, stay safe. A little windy out there. We'll be all right. Remember, faith, family, friends, freedom. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you after the break.